Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. But of course, we think we're much more than a dental insurance company. We're out there in the community. So for example, last Sunday, we had a great walk, which began at Eversource and ended at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. And that was to raise funds for New Hampshire Arthritis Foundation. There are actually more children impacted by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes, which is a fact that I learned a couple years ago. So we're trying to get awareness out there. So we had a great turnout of walkers. I walked with the youth honoree, Brittany, and it was a wonderful experience. Brittany also got to throw out the first pitch. It also happened to be Oral Health Challenge Day at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So in addition to the arthritis parade, there was the parade with the tooth fairy with all the children who demonstrated they brushed and flossed in between visits to a Northeast Delta Dental participating dentist, and thus they earned tickets. On the Affordable Care Act front, with the Brewer case now decided, the ACA really is and truly here to stay, and we have thousands of families and individual citizens who have purchased dental coverage through healthcare.gov on the New Hampshire Exchange, and many more thousands off the private exchange called Delta Dental CoverageMe.com. And this is going to be relevant today with our, you know, with our guests in terms of the importance of oral health. Last weekend as well was also the Beach to Beacon road race that happened to be in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And I got to spend some time with Joan Benoit Samuelson. She has many friends in New Hampshire, so she wanted to pass on her regards to her running friends in New Hampshire. Last week's show, we had the famous soccer coach from Bow, George Pinkham, on. A lot of good feedback on the show, not just from the soccer perspective, but also what he's done in terms of, you know, developing, in this case, young men in terms of their leadership skills. So with that, this show allows me to feature new concepts, new community partners, and we may not have heard of this one, so we thought it would be a great weekend this August 8th and 9th to introduce Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center. And with me this weekend is Darcy LaFave, as well as Joanne Pomerantz. And Darcy and Joanne, thank you for joining me on the August 8th and 9th. I'm sure you have a lot better things to do, but I really appreciate it coming in.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
So, Joanne, you're a nurse practitioner.
I am.
And Darcy, you're a dental assistant. So let's take a step back and first talk about what is Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center, and either one can take that.
The clinic is a federally qualified healthcare center. We get most of our funding through the federal government. We have to follow a lot of standards, and we provide dental care, medical care, and mental health care at the clinic.
I'm glad to hear dental and mental health, because one of the ways I always end every one of my speeches in the community is, you know, you have to have above the neck health to have good overall health. So I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely.
Now, Darcy, that was Joanne that just spoke, but Darcy, you're a dental assistant. So what prompted you to join Harbor Homes Health, and tell me about your background?
Well, I mean, I've been a dental assistant for about a decade now, and I've kind of experienced a lot with the private practices. And probably about 2 years ago, I started getting interested more in the public health, you know, helping the low-income families, realizing a lot of low-income families don't realize the importance of oral health. So I, you know, got into the field then, and when I heard that Harbor Homes was going to open up a dental clinic, I jumped on the bandwagon.
Great. Now, Joanne, you mentioned the federally qualified health plan, so FQHC. So maybe spend a little bit more time on that. While that's certainly, you know, in my business, we're very familiar with the term, but sometimes we bandy about acronyms, FQHC. So maybe spend a little bit more time on that for the listening audience. in terms of what it means, definition?
Well, it's a federally qualified health center. So through the federal government having certain guidelines that we have to uphold and do and show and track.
In order to get the federal funds.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep. We have to have a certain percentage of our clientele who are homeless in order to qualify as well.
Good. And, you know, it's interesting because in Joanne, in your bio, this is, I think, very compelling. I'll just read a quote. Individuals who are homeless may initially be withdrawn, mistrustful, and wary of any type of public service or authority figures. They are frequently afraid to express their needs or concerns and cautious about revealing too much information. Joanne, through her gentleness and sincerity, quickly established a rapport that encouraged the patients to not only trust her, but enable them to become empowered to view themselves as vital members and equal participants of the treatment team. So did you just have instincts in that? I mean, sort of the golden rule and sort of understanding that maybe if you're homeless, you actually have even more distrust of...
Yes, and I try to treat people as I would like to be treated, and I take in nurse practitioner students from Riviere every semester, and I usually have two rules that I really would like them to follow. One is make sure you say something nice about them and make sure you physically touch them, whether it be a pat on the back or a handshake, because for some of our patients who are homeless, it may have been a long time since someone touched them in kindness.
So many of these folks who maybe were previously resistant to treatment suggestions, in fact, have engaged them. Do you want to tell me some of your success stories without naming a specific person?
We measure success in little increments. Success may be finding housing. Some success may be just being able to pick up your medications for the day, or maybe staying sober for a day. Every day I try to hopefully find success somewhere, and I'm going to think about the question and get back at with a better answer.
Good. Now, Harbor Homes Health has been open since 2004. So, Joanne, you have been there since inception?
2006, yes.
2006, yeah. Great. And Darcy, so when it was expanded to include the dental clinic, when did you jump on board?
I've been with Harbor Homes since November. The renovations for the new clinic and the dental clinic were finished in October. I came shortly after that. And then the dental clinic itself opened in January of this year. We started seeing our first patients.
So do you have dentists and hygienists that staff the clinic? And
yes.
How does that work?
Yep. I am the assistant. We have one dentist, Dr. Victor Sennett. He's an incredible dentist, been in private practice for about 10 years and has joined the public health dental world as well. And he's incredible with the patients, you know, helping them feel comfortable, safe, you know, reducing the anxiety, making it more enjoyable to get the oral health that they need. And then as well as we have a full-time hygienist who is awesome as well. You know, she wears all the hats as well in the dental clinic. Really help with preventative, you know, seeing children with sealants and, oral health instructions and how to brush and floss and everything like that.
And so you're located in Nashua, so you're seeing probably members of Nashua's most vulnerable community. Is everybody going to Harbor Homes from Nashua, or do you have a larger catchment area?
We have a larger catchment area.
So how do people hear about you besides Tom Raffio's radio show?
A lot of word of mouth.
Word spreads.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we are getting involved more with the community resource centers and, the Latino network and getting, our awareness out there to the Nashua area.
Great. So in terms of specific services provided by the dental clinic, is it triage plus cleanings, or is it everything that someone might see if they went to a dentist in a commercial setting?
Yeah, it's very similar to private practice. We do cleanings, sealants, fillings, obviously a lot of extractions. Usually by the time that we're seeing most of our patients, extractions and dentures are, where they're at, as well as emergencies. Someone walks into the medical clinic and they have an abscess tooth or an infection, and the medical clinic, lets us know, and we're able to see that patient right then and there, which is the bonus of having that health center where we can kind of communicate and go back and forth.
One of the things that we've tried to do is get our participating dentists to enhance their communication with the primary care physicians. Mm-hmm. For a simple example, it used to be that you would not bring your toddler to the dentist until like age 4. But now, of course, we want that by age 1. And so there's a lot better communication between the pediatrician and the dentist. So the fact that you have a health and dental clinic, I'm assuming you have an integrated approach?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell us about that, and we have about a minute.
Well, their dental office is right around the corner, so I will often be walking down there saying, hey, do you have a minute to look at this? And the office staff has been fantastic in being able to be so accommodating, and it works both ways as well.
So there's really a strategic overlap.
It's a very open floor plan. Like, the whole clinic is very open, so it's easily accessible. I can just go bother Darcy, I can bother Dr. Sennett, and it's just been
perfect.
Just been such a great
and using
experience.
Bother in a nice way. So where are you located in Nashua? What street?
On High Street, 45 High Street, right behind Main Street.
Perfect. Okay, so a reminder to the listening audience, this is also streamed on WTPLFM.com. And we'll return after commercial break with Darcy and Joanne with more of Harbor Homes Health. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend is Joanne Pomerantz, who's a nurse practitioner at Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center, and Darcy Lefebvre, who is a dental assistant also at Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center. And you've heard them describe how Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center has really served Nashua's most vulnerable community population, but also their catchment area extends, beyond Nashua. So this is New Hampshire, ladies, so I always get this question, what are the ways that your service is funded? Obviously, you talked about a federal grant, but tell us other ways where the services are paid for?
Well, through the typical insurances as well, Medicaid, Medicare, we do have a number of grants as well, and we don't turn anybody away for inability to pay.
That's great. And do you have the need for corporate sponsorships and donations from the business sector?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's your big chance, ladies. Tell us... if I'm a CEO listening to this and have been moved by this conversation, tell us your website and maybe who to contact if I want to make a corporate donation.
The contact person would be Donna Collins at Harbor Homes, and you can get in touch with her at 603-882-3616, extension 1242. And, of course, you can probably find her link through the Harbor Homes website.
Awesome. Now, can you share, I know the listening audience is always interested in compelling human interest stories, so maybe you can tell us some stories, and you don't, obviously without naming names, of those who have entered Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center seeking either medical or dental or behavioral health, and then because of that, they got the integrated approach with dental, and maybe some stories of that, as well as how you've sort of helped the veterans as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, there's quite a few stories. It's amazing at how many lives we can help since just starting the short amount of time that we've been open. But a lot of patients have huge anxiety coming to the dental clinic, but I think them being so used to coming to the medical or the behavioral for their appointments and seeing those familiar faces is then, you know, kind of gently easing them into the new faces in the dental clinic. You know, a lot of them are self-conscious with their smiles or they're in constant pain because of their mouth. So, you know, really being able to get them comfortable in our chairs and helping them turn around with, you know, a brand new smile and giving them an opportunity for employment or just for a better life, you know, is pretty amazing. We did have a veteran come in actually not that long ago, severe pain, you know, father of three little kids, and, you know, he was struggling trying to get back into the civilian life, and, you know, just being able to help him get him out of the pain, get his mouth healthier, which overall, you know, helps just his body as well to become healthier and giving him a chance for, like I said, you know, employment, you know, to get a better smile is it's definitely a rewarding feeling.
It's so important because it's not just, of course, that's that self-esteem issue and the ability to get a job, but of course, there's so much connection between oral health and good overall systemic health. So I'm really so happy, you know, to hear this. And as I said earlier in the show, I end every one of my community talks with the mouth is, you know, part of the body. And one interesting fact, even I know you're dealing with the underserved population, but even in sort of commercial dental plans where the company is actually paying completely for the dental premium and basically the employee can go to the dentist for free, at least with regard to, you know, cleanings and so forth, we still can only get about 72% of people to go to the dentist. So there's definitely this kind of intrinsic fear that some people have of going to the dentist, and it's so important that we get the word out that this is not going to your grandfather's dentist. I know growing up, my parents insisted that we go to the dentist, but us, me and my four sisters, we were always a tad afraid of going. But now it's such a different situation. So how do you make it so that it's a nurturing environment so they know that, you know, that's it, you know, it's not going to be a painful experience per se.
Right. Definitely important. I mean, I myself being in the dental field, I've had anxiety being in that chair. So I completely understand, you know, where the patients are coming from. You know, silly to say, but we always have music playing in the dental clinic and we're always smiling, bubbling, you know, we're listening to the patients, you know, we're not judging them with their back history, whether it's addiction is the reason why, or you know, just that they've never seen, you know, these are patients, you know, in their middle ages and they've never seen a dentist before. You know, just taking it step by step, doing what they're comfortable with and, you know, just having that first initial exam, talking to them, having the patient get that relationship with Dr. Sennett as well. And, you know, just having them come back, you know, what are you looking for? What do you want out of this experience? And we can make that happen for you.
So Dr. Sennett, in effect, provides the dental home for these folks. And I think that's the term we like to use. So you definitely need a dental home.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. So this is a question maybe both of you can answer. As mentioned, we have federally funded community health funds, but how does that help lower the overall cost to the community and taxpayers, and as well as perhaps putting less stress on the hospital emergency rooms?
Yeah. obviously, having the federally funded, you know, to have the dental clinic, you know, we're able to give treatment to patients as opposed to, you know, the emergency room, it's quite expensive to go there. And oftentimes, you know, it's a Band-Aid for whatever needs it, whether it's an antibiotic and a painkiller. Well, that's just going to get you until next week. You know, we're able to give low cost, you know, whether a sliding fee based on income or, you know, non-lack of income, you know, get the preventative. So we're kind of getting there before it gets too serious.
And yes, and I thought that's how you would answer it, which is in the long run, obviously through preventative care, mm-hmm. An emergency room is just what you said, triage, as opposed to having, you know, the dental home. So that's great. One more time, let's get our corporate partners involved. So give us the website information so I can get some companies perhaps to you know, become a sponsor. So the website and the phone number again?
The phone number to get in touch with Donna Collins at Harbor Homes, her number is 603-882-3616, extension 1242.
Great. Now tell us about the ribbon cutting event for the Health and Wellness Center clinic featuring the dental clinic. Tell us about that.
Well, we recently had a huge renovation of the clinic with the new dental clinic and new behavioral health added. It's a beautiful state-of-the-art facility, and it's an official opening of the facility.
Great. Now you mentioned in one of the anecdotes, a veteran with three small children. So, do you have an estimate of how many veteran percentage-wise, how many veterans are coming to the clinic?
I don't have a number percentage-wise, but we're seeing more and more, especially now that we're opening up to the public more. So veterans are definitely becoming more popular in our dental clinic, which is really nice to see because they deserve it.
Absolutely. We've had veterans count on here, and I know that dental coverage continues to be an issue for some of our returning veterans. So I'm really happy to hear about this as well. So I know that you aren't doctors, but you're a nurse practitioner and a dental assistant. So perhaps take this question, why is oral health disease linked to so many other deeper health issues?
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. Periodontal disease is serious, and bacteria from the mouth getting into the bloodstream, your blood goes to your heart, and that affects your obviously your body. It can be heart disease, but then also the other way around, if a patient has diabetes, then that's going to affect the healing process when it comes to dental. A healthy mouth is, or I should say healthy teeth is not necessarily just a healthy mouth.
So explain a little bit more about that expression, would you?
You need to take care of your teeth, which then is your gums, which then is your bone, which then is saliva and blood, and that's all intertwined with your body. You need to take care of everything in preventative, doing the daily cleaning, doing the flossing, coming to see us, don't wait for it to be a problem is key into, saving your own teeth, but also helping, prevent any serious medical illnesses and diseases.
So it's all related. I love this holistic approach. I mean, you have achieved the vision that I set myself for at Northeast Delta Dental, that people understand that the mouth is part of the body and we have this holistic approach to medical dental integration. In fact, our new program that many employers are now adopting is called the HOW program, Health Oral Wellness, where some of the points you just made, that if you're if you're diabetic, maybe you, instead of two cleanings a year, you get the third cleaning and things like that. So I'm really happy to hear this. And again, let's put in a plug again for corporations to do some corporate donations. So why don't you give us the contact information again?
Oh, sure. It's Donna Collins at Harbor Homes, 603-882-3616, extension 1242. And the website is harborhomes.org.
Great. Well, I'm really impressed with Joanne and Darcy here, because this, again, is the vision that I have for overall society, this medical dental integration, and the fact that you're also focusing on the underserved populations and veterans and children. It's compelling and commendable. So I congratulate you. So thank you, Darcy and Joanne, for joining me this August 8th and 9th, and hopefully we get some donations.
Thank you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
We'll return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Thank you.